a different approach than Sid did. But from my perspective, you and I approached the JTTF beginning at different places. And I always, some of my best friendships have been forged with people that I've been on the opposite side of the negotiating table with. David Schaff, who is now the director of the Water Bureau, I actually negotiated against for 15 years as he represented the city and I represented the fire union. And I always appreciate the skills and the people that I, the very few people that I have been able to negotiate with, actually understand what their goal is, and it's not personal, and looking for a solution. I recognized that in you instantly, and that's a reflection, I think, on why you are where you're at and where you why you will always succeed in what you do, because you really do have, I think, the appropriate focus on what your role is, and you look for finding that common ground. And I find that very unusual, whether it's people in your position or elected position. So I appreciate very much working with you. I appreciate, like Commissioner Fritz, appreciated your timely updates, even on the weekend and in the evening on a variety of subjects. It was always very appreciated. So good luck to you in your future.
Thank you very much. Thanks again, all of you.
Thank you. Carla, can you please, we'll go back to the agenda, can you please read emergency item 1069? And I have 4 minutes before I have to be at a meeting.
Okay.
Authorize a grant agreement not to exceed $25,000 to VAWS Workers' Rights Education Project to operate and maintain their day labor hire site as approved by council.
Commissioner Randy Leonard.
Romero, could you come forward? Bring your... Both of you come forward. So I have been working with Romero and the VOS folks for, I don't know, was it 2007 we first opened? 2008 we first opened. This was something actually Mayor Potter and I worked on together to identify a site, come up with the funding for the site for the temporary workers. And our office has been, from that date till now, the point of contact for the folks at VOS, and we have each year contributed money to help them meet their expenses to do the important work of try to find good, dignified work for people at a fair legal wage. And you all have done a good job at that. We appreciate that, and I wanted to give you a chance just to say whatever you might want to say today.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity to be here today. And I really appreciate your support for those years and for all the commissioners, especially for Randy Leonard, who is taking a leadership on this. On behalf of the day labor community, we are really happy that the city is with us in all those moments when we really need them. Maybe just going to explain some of the work we have done. We have created a lot of support in the community. A lot of students, colleges, they've been supporting us. Volunteers, we have about 30 volunteers supporting the work we do at the Worker Center. And also foundations. We create friends with them, and they've been supportive of us. But also we create all kind of stuff to maintain in the Worker Center open, salsa party, which mm-hmm. I saw Commissioner Amanda Fritz was there, and the Portland World Cup. We also, the laborers, they are putting a dollar every time they go to work. They give us a dollar in order to keep open the door. So we can see a lot of people, even day laborers, they are contributing to common effort to keep the doors open for day laborers. And also, beside that, we have skill trainings there and health and safety workshops. So it's not only a place where you can wait for work, but also it's a place where you can learn a new skill, and also you can learn how to use the ladder, how to use the tape measure while you're waiting for work. And I really thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ignacio Paramo, and I'm the director of the MLK Work Center. And again, thank you so much for your support. I just want to add a little bit of what Romeo is saying. We also getting very diverse. At the beginning, we used to be, the big majority used to be Latinos, but now it's very diverse. We're getting more women, African-Americans, whites, Asians, people from all backgrounds. So it's really, we're glad to see that happens.
In about a year, I might show up for some day work. So
you're welcome. He'll need a lot of training.
I do. I know how to read a tape measure.
That's why you have a security presence.
You kind of set yourself up for that.
I did.
But yeah,
thank you both very much. We really
thank you.
Thank you. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I really appreciate your work. This is about helping people get good jobs and fair days pay for a fair day's work. And I also particularly appreciated the postcard campaign that you did and that many people put their individual comments on the postcards. That was really heartwarming to hear straight from the folks who are affected how helpful this center is. Well done. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Aye.
Saltzman?
I think you're doing great work, and I'm pleased to support you. Aye.
Adams?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Leonard, former Mayor Potter, for beginning this public-private partnership. I hope it continues, and, you know, with very modest resources, you're providing an amazing benefit to the entire community, and thank you. Please vote aye. We are in recess till 2 p.m.